Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, a notepad, and a pen. We're getting ready to study God's holy word. Today, we're going to teach a message entitled, The Doctrine That Jesus Taught. 2 John 1, verse 7, the Bible said, For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. 2 John 1, and verse 6, the Bible said, And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in them. Glory to God. 2 John chapter 1 verse 10 says, If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deeds. Jesus taught the doctrine of the Ten Commandments. Let's look at Matthew 5 verse 17 through 19 before we go into the message. Jesus said, Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let's go now into the message. God bless. So we're talking about the oracles of God, which are God's commandments. I just gave you Acts chapter 7, verse 38 through 39, and I gave you Romans chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 3. Paul called the Ten Commandments the faith of God and the oracles of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, you see Peter making reference to the oracles of God. The oracles of God, he's talking about the Ten Commandments. And notice Peter said that we need to speak in line with God. If you call the minister, you need to minister in line with these Ten Commandments. So let's go back now to Hebrews, and we're going to finish our thought from the Apostle Paul. He said that when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now, Paul would just call the oracles of God milk. Now, God referred to the Ten Commandments as milk. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, the scripture says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The scripture is trying to tell us that when you're born again, there's a desire for the milk of the word. The milk of the word is the Ten Commandments. Now, I can show you scriptures all over the Bible to prove that, and we'll get to some of that. But for the sake of time, I want you to understand that God is referring to the Ten Commandments as milk, because these Ten Commandments is the basics. Amen. And these Ten Commandments is the foundation for the rest of the Word of God, for the rest of the things God's going to say to you. You have to start here first, and you have to understand this. And you have to understand that these are laws, these are rules and regulation. And for anyone to tell you there's no law in the church, Paul said, I'm under the law of Christ. Now, the law of Christ, the law of the Spirit, I'm telling you, it's the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. We'll get to some of that and teach it. And we've already taught it. And if you go to our website, you'll find many different things we've taught along those lines when we taught about the covenant of God. Amen. But anyway, I want you to know that these Ten Commandments is the milk of the word. You need this first. You got to understand in the New Testament that God said that the old covenant has passed away. The old one was the administration of death, and it was written on stone, but then there was a stony heart in mankind. But in the New Testament, God has taken away the stony heart, gave us a heart of flesh, and now these laws are written within. And now this is the new covenant, glory to God, the 10 laws of God, the oracles of God written within us. And there's a desire in every born again person for these laws, to understand them. Now, Paul said, if you haven't been taught the first principles of the oracles of God, you have need of milk. He's saying you have need of these 10 commandments. You have need of understanding how they apply in the new covenant to new covenant creatures. And if you don't understand this, you're going to stumble in the word in many other places. When you see scriptures that say we are not under law, you got to understand he's not talking about the 10 laws of God. He's talking about those 600 and some laws that was a punishment for breaking the 10 laws of God. The Bible says in Galatians, the law was added because of transgression. The law he's talking about there is the Mosaic Law, which was a punishment for breaking God's 10 laws. So we got to be able to skillfully handle the word of God. And if you don't understand these lively oracles, these 10 commandments, you're going to stumble in the word in many other areas. That's why God put a desire in your heart for the milk of the word, which is the 10 commandments. Don't let a preacher fool you that the cross is the milk, the milk of the cross. No, that's not so. Glory to God. Go search the scripture. And if a preacher tell you something, go search that preacher. I say something, go search me. Hallelujah. No, the milk of the word is the 10 commandments. Amen. The cross is important. But God never said that the cross was the milk of the word. He never said that. The milk of the word is the 10 commandments. You need this first. You got to understand how this apply if you're going to understand this new covenant. Glory to God. And so Paul said right here that if you don't understand these first principles, you have need of milk and not of strong meat. You can't even go further with understanding the rest of the things God gonna say through this book and say from his holy word, because he got many other things to say to you, but you can't bear them because you're dull of hearing, because you haven't gotten this milk right in your life. You haven't gotten these 10 commandments right. These 10 commandments, the first four, deal with how you relate to God and how you love God. The next six deal with how you relate to people and how you love people. So it's really a love law. And that's why the Bible said, on these hang all the law and the prophet. It's a law of love. That's what the Ten Commandments is about. It's a law of love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Ten Commandments are all about. And so if you don't understand this, you're going to be unskillful in the rest of the things that God has to say. And you'll go off teaching things and you're going to default somewhere because you didn't get this right. So Paul is trying to say you got to get this right first. That's why he called this the first principles of the oracles of God. Then he said in Hebrews 5 verse 13, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. If you still own milk, if you still mishandling these 10 commandments, if you're throwing them away, you don't know how to handle God's word. If you believe what the preachers are saying, don't have nothing to do with the big 10 major preachers are now preaching. Don't have nothing to do with God's 10 commandments. Major preachers around the country saying that if you try to keep the 10 commandments, you're sinning. That is not true. The Bible says in Romans chapter 7, is the law sin? Then it said, God forbid. Glory to God. The Bible said the law is good. The law is holy. The law is just. So if a preacher tell you you're sinning for trying to keep the 10 commandments, he's violated what Jesus said. Jesus said, blessed are they that do his commandments. Amen. You can't be cursed if you do the commandments and keep them, because you're born of these commandments. So that's why if you don't get this down pat, you're going to be unskillful trying to teach other things in this Bible. You're going to be unskillful trying to go on with God. For the scripture says again, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. See, he called the 10 commandments the word of righteousness here, and he said you're a babe. If you don't understand this, you're still a babe. Now that shouldn't be an insult. Glory to God. No matter where you are in your life, just receive the word of God, receive the voice of God, hear what the Spirit said to the church. Glory to God. Grow up and let's go on with God. Amen. And the Bible said the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The very day you hear him, you can grow up. Amen. And you can move on with God. Now look at the last verse, Hebrews 5 verse 14. It says, but strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised, that they can discern both good and evil. Until we get these basic 10 commandments straight, we don't truly know how to discern good and evil, and especially handling this word of God, because we're going to default somewhere if we default right here in the milk of the word. Now, after saying all of this, now it's understandable why Paul went on to say in the next chapter, what we call the next chapter, chapter 6, verse 1, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now that we got the principles of the doctrine of Christ down pat, it said, now, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, now let us go on unto perfection. Glory to God. So now, I hope you have a good picture of what it means about the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Again, the message today I'm teaching on is the doctrine that Jesus taught. Now, before we get to the doctrine that Jesus taught, I wanted you to understand something about the principles of his life and the principles of the doctrine that he's taught. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, but I want you to understand the principles of his life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now let's look at some of the principles about his life before we go on in this teaching today. It says in John 3 verse 31, he that cometh from above is above all. We know that Jesus came from above. Glory to God. The Bible said he has always been in the Father. He came from the Father. Amen. He was rejoicing when the Father was there making the earth. Amen. He came out of the Father. He came into the earth and became the Son of God. Amen. And the Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the Son of God has declared him. Amen. So no one know the Father but the Son. He came out of God. He has always been. Glory to God. So this scripture said, he that came from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Amen. So we know that Jesus Christ came from above. He came out of heaven. He came through the virgin birth and was born the Son of God here on the earth. Amen. And that's what made him human. Glory to God. He's the Son of God coming on a mission for the Father. Now, the first principle of his life is if he came from above and if we expect to go back with him, we got to be born from above. So the first principle of our life is we have to be born from above. And we're going to look at some scriptures in a few minutes regarding that. But another verse I want to share with you in John 3 verse 13. And it says, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now, notice that he came down from heaven. Now, no one can go up to heaven but the one that came down from heaven. If we expect to go up to heaven one day, we got to be born from heaven. Hallelujah. That's what he's trying to communicate to us. Now, Jesus came from heaven, came into the earth, born of a virgin Mary to become a human that we might be born from above as well. Glory to God. If we expect to go back to heaven one day, if we expect to see the Father one day, we have to follow the principle of his life to be born from above. We need to be born from heaven, and we need to walk in a heavenly life if we expect to ascend up with him one day. Let me read that one more time. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. If you expect to go back with Jesus, you have to be born from heaven. Glory to God. So this is the principle of his life that we can apply to our life. Jesus came as an example. Everything he did was an example to us. So we can look at the principles of his life and it would change our lives. John 3 verse 7, the Bible says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Amen. That's us. Nicodemus was trying to understand. He knew that there was something miraculous about Jesus. And he said that we know that you a teacher come from God. But Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. If you're listening to me now and something is tugging at your heart and trying to woo you on to this life that I'm teaching about, that's the Holy Spirit knocking at the door of your heart. You need to just open up and let him in. And if you already have the Holy Spirit in your heart and life and you want this pure teaching in your life, then that's the Holy Spirit trying to tell you that this is true. Hallelujah. And you need to inquire about more of this. You need to grab hold to it. You need to follow it with all your life and your soul and your strength. And so God is trying to tell you that it's more to life and more to the Christian life than you have experienced. Amen. He want to bring you on in and bring you further. And if you've never received this spirit into your life, he's trying to tell you there's a life that can cause you to be like the master's life, Jesus Christ. But you must be born again. John 3 verse 3, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Those of you that are born again, you hear the voice of the Father speaking to you. If you're not born again, you are concerned about what God is saying or what I'm saying by the Spirit of God. And now to understand it and see it by the Spirit, you're going to have to be born again. And for those of you that are already born again, you are seeing it. You are understanding it. You know this is the Father's word because the Bible said, my sheep hear my voice. So now we'd have talked a little bit about the principles of Jesus' life. We know that he came from above. We know he was born of a virgin and became human. Hallelujah. And we know that he did all of this for us. And we have to look at the principle of his life, make sure these principles are in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you another principle about his life before we go to the doctrine that he taught. All right. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Now, there's a lot of teaching in the church about baptism into water, and there's a lot of misconception known by baptism. And there's a lot of truth on baptism. No matter what you've heard about baptism into water, hear Jesus. Jesus said, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus said, it is something righteous about being baptized in water. Now, we don't have to figure that out. All we have to do is follow his lead and listen to what he said. If Jesus was baptized in water, that means you need to be baptized in water. Everything in the Bible is in the Bible for a reason, and we don't have to figure it all out. And even though you may not understand it all, we just need to follow the principles of the book. And most people probably got baptized at an early age, didn't even understand what it was all about. Well, if you want to do that thing all over again and get it right, do it. Hallelujah. Whatever your conscience tell you to do. And I would suggest that you do that. And let me tell you this. If it's in the Bible, it's true. Amen. If Jesus told us to do something, everything is important that Jesus said. So don't let nobody tell you baptism is not important. Baptism is important. Why? Because this was a principle of his life that he did, and he did it for us. So the Bible said, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. So here's a principle about Jesus' life. He was water baptized. If we're going to follow him, this principle have to be applied to our life. Be water baptized. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now, we look at the principles of his life, and we have to apply these principles to our lives. You need to make sure you're born from above. You need to make sure you've received his spirit. When you received his spirit, that's what causes you to be born from above. You need to make sure you have been baptized in water. Let me show you what Peter said about it. And what Peter said was exactly right. Hallelujah. And it's still good for today. Acts 2 verse 38. The Bible says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter said that on the day of Pentecost after the Holy Ghost had fell, and that's written in the Holy Canon of Scripture. And the Bible tells us that the church continued in the apostles' doctrine. So let's continue in the apostles' doctrine. You need to be water baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And Jesus said it's a righteous act. He said it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. So we have to apply these principles to our lives that we see and that we saw in Jesus' life. Glory to God. So now that we got that down packed, let's move on now to the doctrine that he taught. Because Paul said in Hebrews 6 verse 1, this was our text that I started out with. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So we know now that the principles of the doctrine of Christ, they are very important. We have to make sure all of these principles have been applied to our life. And we've got to make sure we apply the principles of the doctrine of Christ that he taught. Amen. And we know that those principles was the first oracles of God, the first principles of the oracles of God. You got to be taught these Ten Commandments. Glory to God. Now, let's look at some of these things that he taught. Now, I want you to look at 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. If Jesus Christ has truly come in your flesh, he'll be seen in your flesh. Once you've applied these principles to your life, Jesus Christ will be seen in your flesh. If Jesus Christ is not seen in your flesh on a day-by-day basis, then your confession mean nothing. So this is what he's talking about here. And there's many deceivers in the world that'll tell you can't nobody live like him. Can't nobody live sin free. Nobody can live perfect. No, these are deceivers and these are antichrist spirit that would tell you that. The Bible says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Any minister preaching against this book, preaching against this life, preaching against sin-free living is a deceiver and an antichrist. When you hear their teaching and it sounds opposite of this teaching, which is biblical and according to the scripture, you are listening to a deceiver and an antichrist. Look at 2 John verse 8, verse 1, and look at verse 8. "Look to yourself that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God." Listen to the Bible now. "Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Now, Paul said in Hebrews 6 and verse 1, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection." You have to get the principles of the doctrine of Christ down packed first. And we found out that those principles of the doctrine of Christ was all about the Ten Commandments. Jesus taught the Ten Commandments. And I'm going to show you other verses where he taught that. And now John here is saying that whosoever transgress and abided not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Look at verse 10 in 2 John 1, and it says this: "If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine," the doctrine of Christ, which was those oracles of God, those Ten Commandments, the milk of the word, he laid that foundation and that took people on into everything else God had to say to them. "And if any man, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine," the Bible said, "receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Glory to God. My God, look at what the Bible said. And look, if you let someone come to you and teach you something opposed to the doctrine of Christ, and you let some minister tell you that the commandments are gone, we don't have no law in the New Testament, you don't have to keep the law anymore. These are antichrist spirits teaching the church. And this is what John is trying to tell you. Glory to God. We're going to look at some other scriptures. 2 John chapter 1, verse 5. "And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have heard from the beginning, that we love one another." Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about the commandment in the beginning when God stepped out on Mount Sinai and gave these Ten Commandments, which is a commandment to love. Love God, love people. That's what the Ten Commandments is about. And so John is saying, this is not a new commandment, but this is the commandment that was from the beginning that the Father gave. And look at verse 6, 2 John 1, verse 6. "And this is love, that we walk after the commandments," plural, glory to God. He's talking about the Ten Commandments. He said, "This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it." So John is making it plain here what the doctrine of Christ is and with the doctrine that he taught. And he said at the end of this book, "If any man come to you and bring not this doctrine, don't receive him." Don't receive people that saying there's no more commandments. We don't have to live these laws and you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments. Jesus said in Revelation 22, I, Jesus, testify to the churches. He said, blessed are they that do the commandments. You have to do them. You have to keep them. You've been born again, and these commandments now are in your heart, because the covenant is, I will put my laws in their hearts and write them in their mind. That's the covenant. The covenant is the 10 laws of God that's in your heart. And Jesus is the mediator of this New Testament, and he helps you and guides you in it. Glory to God. You are now responsible to keep these laws. Jesus did for you what you couldn't do for yourself, so that you can now do something for yourself, and that's love God. You can love God on your own. You have to choose to love him. You have to choose to obey him through what Jesus did for you. Now you are responsible to keep these laws. Hallelujah. And this is what these apostles are trying to teach us. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. These are the things that Jesus taught. And you see now the apostles taught them. All of their letters was made up from these 10 basic laws. And they said other things that you couldn't have received from them, which is called strong meat. Amen. But you can't receive the meat of the word if you don't receive the milk of the word. The milk of the word is the 10 basic commandments that Father God gave when he stepped out on Mount Sinai. These commandments will never die. These commandments will never pass. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Look at Apostle John telling us we have to keep the commandment, because this was the doctrine that Christ taught them. And Paul said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. You cannot move on to perfection without realizing and understanding how these 10 commandments, these 10 lively oracles, apply to us in the new covenant. Amen. As new covenant Christians. I'm going to read that again. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. If anyone think that these commandments are grievous, then chances are you're not born again. Because if you're born again, these commandments are in you. And that's the covenant, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 8. This is the covenant. I will put my laws in your heart. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. It says, and hereby we do know that we know him. Watch this. If we keep his commandments. Amen. If you don't keep his commandments, you don't know him. Even as a New Testament person, if you don't learn these commandments, if you don't keep these commandments, if you don't walk in these commandments by the way of the Holy Ghost, you don't know him. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that now the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled in us. What curse of the law did he redeem us from? The Mosaic law. What law he want to be fulfilled in us now? The laws of God, the Ten Commandments. We still have those laws of God. We don't have the Mosaic law. The Jews don't have to abide by the Mosaic law anymore. Amen. Let's look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, watch this, is a liar.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. When Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next broadcast.